Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So I will attempt to teach you today. While I say, the reason I say attempt is because it is not a topic we should finish in a day. Where are the technical folks? Let them make this thing not make that noise, that oil they put last time. Hallelujah. How to walk in the supernatural. How to walk in the spirit. You can decide to write the supernatural or the spirit. I think the spirit is better. So how to walk in the spirit. God commands us to walk in the Spirit according to the scriptures. He commands us to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Are you in church? Amen. So how to walk in the Spirit? You know, a lot of times we complain that people are not walking in the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit told me, what if they don't know how to walk in the Spirit? There is no generation that we've had very lousy Christians like this generation. I'm not disrespecting the generation, I'm saying fact. Very lousy Christians. You know, sometimes when I'm on Facebook and I see certain kind of argument, I feel so disappointed. I feel so ashamed, you know, of even seeing that kind of argument. Because if we are really serious with the goal of Jesus, if we are really serious in fulfilling what the church is supposed to fulfill, we'll not be talking about such, you know, we'll not be arguing such an argument. Nobody will be talking about such a topic. But because a lot of people's focus, not just the people, even from the podium, is wrong, there's no option than to see whatever display we're seeing. With no disrespect to this generation, I'm saying again, I don't think from time past till today, there's been a lousy generation of Christians like this generation. Not just with the Gen Z. Hallelujah to Jesus. So pay attention. And sometimes when you try to talk about this topic, you become an enemy to a lot of people. But since you are servants of Jesus and servants of the cross, we are left with no option. We have to say it. Not even Jesus was spared. He was mocked, talked down upon because he said the truth. Rejected by his own. Certain times he said, I came to my own, and my own what? Rejected me. Why? Because of the truth. When he brought the truth, it was too powerful for them. Or it was so truthful for them, they wanted to stay with the lie. Long-term traditions that stayed decades. Jesus came and he was trying to make it look like it was nothing, and they couldn't help it. And they would ask him questions like, are you greater than our father Moses? Are you greater than our father Abraham that told us these things? And Jesus was like, and please listen to me very carefully. Jesus was like, before Abraham was, he didn't tell them, well, I'm not trying to talk down Abraham. Of course he was not trying to talk down Abraham. He was not trying to talk down Moses, because they came representing him, isn't it? But he said something unique. He said, before Abraham, Moses was, he said, I am. Meaning he's older than Abraham. He's older than what? Moses. And you see, what he's trying to tell them now is no more like an ideology that should make Abraham and Moses look stupid. No, not in any way. But he told them that some of the philosophies that Abraham and Moses gave to them were because of the conditioning of men at that time. He used Moses. Then Moses said these things to you because of the hardness of your heart. Listen carefully. He said, because of the hardness of your heart. Meaning your heart was so strong. You guys were too stubborn. Moses had to give you what you people wanted. He said, but in the beginning, it was not so. In other words, Jesus saw in the realm of the spirit that the people were too stubborn for Moses, that Moses had to give them what they wanted. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? But he said, in the beginning, it was not so. So Jesus has come to make sure that that which is supposed to be existing in the lives of the people from the beginning happens right now, right here in their lives. And that was truth. In other words, truth is not something new. Truth is what is supposed to happen actually from the beginning. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And that's why if you look at Colossians 3 and 3 from the Amplified Edition, we have always emphasized it. This, the Bible speaking about the life of God that a believer is supposed to walk in. The Bible said that life is not just new. It is the real stuff. Are we together? See what the Bible says. Let's see it in the Amplified Edition, Colossians 3 and verse 3. It said that new real life. It said, for you died to this world and your word new, which is actually what? Real. So it looks new or it sounds new, but it's the real stuff. The real thing that was supposed to be existing from what? The beginning. So what Jesus brought to us as a resultant effect of his death, burial, and resurrection is not something new. It's what is originally supposed to be existed. And that's why he said, I am way. He said that. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm what? The life. He's the truth. He brought truth to us. He may have come after Moses and Abraham, but what he brought to us existed, started existing before Moses and what? Abraham. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Glory to Jesus. And so the Bible said they were offended at Jesus when he made statement like that. Before Abraham was, I am. Moses said this to you because of the conditioning of your heart. You were so hard. He had to give you what you wanted. But in the beginning, it was not so. They took off stones, the Bible said. They couldn't bear those truths. Why he condemned certain practices they had. And you know, some was not necessarily because of the condition of their heart. Other reasons was because Jesus was not yet manifested at that time. Paul said in Galatians 4 that the law, meaning the Judaistic practices, were existing as more like schoolmasters to point us to Christ. In other words, why they were killing lambs and etc., it was not because it was supposed to be a practice. Why they were getting into water was not because it was supposed to be a practice. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It was existing because Jesus was not yet revealed. The Bible said that Christ is the end of the law. When we say law there, we don't mean thou shalt not, thou shalt. That's not the only thing we're trying to cover there when we say law. If you check it in the root word, Christ is the end of that era. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The era of the law. That's why if you look at the scriptures carefully, the Bible calls Moses the law. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Meaning Moses was an era. Jesus is another era. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So Jesus is the end of Moses' word era. Not that he's coming to make Moses look stupid. No. But whatever Moses was doing was supposed to be a pointer. Alright? To the truth. It was not the truth. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to explain. It was not the truth in itself. So when people get into water and they are baptized, you know, the Bible now says, if anybody be, is a what? So you see that now the coming of Jesus ends that ministry of baptism. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Somebody may be saying, but Moses did not bring the law. The law existed from what? Moses to what? John the Baptist. So everything that happens within that era is called the law. It's under the law. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So, you talk about various washings, they are not necessary because Jesus is the living water. You see, he calls himself living water. In other words, don't use anything to wash anybody's hand and feet and get anybody dived into water to come out a new person again, because I've come. And if anybody be in me, he becomes a what? By faith. So, you see that is why you see Paul, is it 2 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 1:17? 1 Corinthians 1:17. I think I have a scripture to justify this part very, very fast. Am I right? All right. So let's read together. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to what? Not what? The wisdom of these of words, least the what? Can I have this in the NLT, then the Amplified? It's clear, but so that you understand better. One to read. For Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the good news, and not with clever speech, for fear that the cross of Christ will lose its power. You see, now that Jesus has come, if you keep on baptizing people with water, the cross of Jesus has lost its power. Because it is not water that gets people changed. It is what Jesus has done on Calvary that gets people what? Change. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But you know, as I'm talking now, you'll be wondering, but there are people that, plenty of people that practice this thing. Now, we're not saying that they are demonic people. They are not. They probably have not come to the knowledge of the truth. And you have to be bold to believe that. They've not. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But Pastor, we see a lot of wonderful things that happen there. Of course, they are supposed to happen. You wouldn't tell me that because somebody is not baptizing, somebody has not understand this truth, Jesus would not heal the sick. Huh? The children of Israel were out of their mind. They were behaving like children. Moses even disobeyed God. Yet, there was food and drink for them to eat. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? God provided. He did miracles for them. Because he's a merciful God. And that's why the Bible said, if the ministry of condemnation was glorious. You see, a ministry of condemnation, yet there was glory. Red Sea parted, talk about several miracles, manna fell from heaven. That was a ministry of condemnation. The people were acting, you know, sorry to say, stupid is the truth. If you read those people's, those people's story, you'd be amazed on how foolish they are. Alright? But the problem is that, try to compare their acts with your life. You see that you too are acting that way. You know, a lot of times people don't get to see how they don't see the comparison, because when they read it, they'll be like, the children of Israel, why would they talk like after God gave them food, after he parted the rest, you, after God did a miracle in your life, were you not still stubborn? Huh? I've seen people who came here, I want to thank God for my pastor. I want to thank God for God Almighty. This happened, I mean, major breakthroughs. And the next thing they say, they got offended, they won't come to church. I mean, they got offended. Hey, after all those miracles in your life, something pain you say you'll not come to church. What happened? It's not the pastor that offended them, it's their friend in church. You came to church and met a friend. The friend offended you, now leave the church. Who are you? I am an object. I come to church. I meet a friend in church. The friend offended me in church. And I vexed and left church. Who am I? You know, but it happens. So, you see, every time those people misbehave, remember, God will always ask Moses, sorry, the ministry, that angel that was working with them. He will say, is it not the same people? The angel is the one asking, no. Is this not the same people that God parted the rest of and gave them manna from heaven? What it means is that they did not farm anywhere. Nobody was selling food anywhere. As the El Shaddai that God is, food started falling from heaven. They don't even know the name of the food, but it was sweet. Nobody cooked the food. It was cooked food. It was warm, hot. You know, if you don't really look at the Bible carefully, you don't know that God is very powerful. Many of you think manna is one leaf that is just falling from heaven and they are eating. It's not true. Just imagine that hot massa is just falling from up. As you are seated in this church, hot massa. You just carry the massa. And if you turn, you now see pepper or stew. You are wondering where. That's what God did for these guys. Then after a while, they now were angry with God. You know, they didn't calculate the miracle. That's why one time when Jesus was working with the 12, after feeding 5,000 with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, there was now a situation where people needed to be fed. And there was no food. So, the disciples started panicking. Jesus got offended at them. He said, did you not remember? In other words, learn my nature from my miracles. But a lot of times when people see the miracles of God, they learn nothing from it. Because these same people who are getting offended today, if they learned something about God from their last miracle, they would have not been offended today. I don't know that people get what I'm trying to say. Now, Moses was different. Whenever Moses sees a miracle, he tries to understand the nature of God from the miracle. But the people will just get the miracle and move. That's why sometimes you see people who are even trusting God for miracle in church acting very stupid. Like they want their business to move and they are beefing somebody. They have an enemy. Yet they want their business to move. Can these things happen together? Amazingly, sometimes God will even grant you mercy. You will see a miracle with a bad character. That doesn't mean God is approving your bad character. Like I said, even Moses offended God. He disobeyed God. Yet, what he did looked as if it was okay, genuine, because water came for people to drink. God is that merciful. Are you listening to me? I tell you, you can be acting stupid and God will save you. Because he's our father. He's not a boss. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Or not just a boss, but our father also. And so, like I was saying, you may see people who don't believe these things, who are not practicing these things, and yet you see miracles in their lives. That does not mean God is approving their belief systems. Because the Bible says, if a ministry of condemnation was glorious, meaning there was glory, then it says, the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. I told a friend one time, I said, see, it's high time we stop wasting our energy on stupid arguments. I believe the ministry of the righteous excelling in glory means the born again, yes. But if you look at the context of scripture, it's not just the born again. Yeah. Because if what God meant for glory in the ministry of condemnation were acts, miracles. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God also wants more miracles in the new. Because that's a context. That's what he was talking about there. So are you trying to say the ministry of the righteous, glory being, ministry of condemnation, glory being there, are changed people? Are people changed with a certain ratio? No. I believe that there's nothing as powerful and beautiful as the new man in Christ. But that's just the beginning of this adventure. Now that you are a new man, what can you do? What are the possibilities in this your kingdom? You can't just be telling people you are a new man in Christ. Show us the fruits of being what? A new man in Christ. Because it is by your fruit we will know. Acts of righteousness, miracles, signs, and what? Wonders. The Bible says the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. So this is the pointer. If you keep on practicing the things in the Old Testament, the law, what happens? You are making the cross of Jesus of no effect. Because all of these things are supposed to be pointers. Now that Jesus is resurrected, why are you not slaying lambs? Because that one is looking very funny. People that get people in water should also slay lambs. Because Jesus, the Bible says, is the lamb that takes away what? The sins of the world. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, this is the lamb. Whatever has been happening before was a pointer. Now that the real lamb has come, we should not kill lambs again. So if you are believing water baptism, you ought to believe killing lambs. You can't choose which one to believe. Are you all listening to me tonight? There's another scripture in the book of Galatians that we use to conclude this. That is Galatians 2:21. I do not treat the grace of God as what? Meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. You see that? But sometimes I don't like NLT. Give me in the NKJV. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ what? Died in vain. And this is better. I know the biases of NLT. I know it very well. And I know what it was trying to say there. But it's trying to just pinpoint one point there out of many. If righteousness comes through the law, if righteousness comes through washing of your feet, washing of your hand, getting into water, killing a lamb, then Christ died in vain. Not just talking about, you know, let me not just reveal NLT, but I know where we're going at. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? If righteousness comes through what? The law. through all of this, you know, if you say obeying the law, you limit what the Bible is saying. Because it's not just obeying. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Do's and done. No, it is all of the practice. Well, I can't even leave it like that. I can decide to interpret it like that. Say, obeying the law simply means killing lambs. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Getting into water, blah, 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 and the rest. He said, Christ died in vain. You see, people don't have the patience to learn things like this. They want us to shout fire and do some kind of dramatic things in church. And you go back home unchanged. Nothing happens. See what the Bible said in 2 Timothy 2:25, right? It says, if a man desires mastery. Let's see together. It says, if a man desires mastery, yet he's not crowned. Very fast. If a man desires mastery, yet, am I there? 2:5, sorry, I said 2:5. If a man desires mastery, yet not, it's not Nathaniel that is there. Is it Nathaniel? Huh? Is it Nathaniel? Who is there? Hallelujah to Jesus. It's Nathaniel's friend. All right, let's read it in the NLT's rendition. All right, I think I found trouble. And I've just read, okay. Now, let's read together. I want to go. An athlete cannot win the prize on... Good. I like it like this. You cannot win the prize. You will run, oh, but you will not win if you didn't follow the rules. You see that? Hey, talk to me. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You see, even if you grow in Okpoga, try to understand what we are talking about. Don't just leave us and say you want to go back and tap and wine. Really. Come, focus. You can understand these things. Don't be looking at me now and be remembering what is happening in Zaki Biameli this morning. Focus on us. Let's say it in the TPT's rendition. An athlete who doesn't play by the rules will never receive the trophy. So remain faithful to God. I don't even like it. Give me in the Amplified rendition. And if anyone competes as an athlete in competitive games, he is not crowned with the right of victory. Unless it competes what according to the rules. So go back to the NLT very fast. Because these English sometimes they are not helping matters. An athlete cannot what? Unless they. Now I've done this several times. Can I have two people who understand relay race? Four people, sorry, who understand relay race? If you did relay race in school, come out. If you ever participated, come out. Very fast, we don't have time. Anybody? All right, we have 1, 3 to go. Very fast, a lady or a guy. Anybody, if you ever did it, we have 2. Very fast, 2 more to go. Very fast. Oh, wow. You people never did relay race in school? Okay, if you did, even if you did not win, come out. Because some of you are remembering that you lost. Come on. Anybody? 2 more to go. Alright, come now. 1 more to go. Alright, come on, stand at the front. You face this side. So I don't know if we can get something to maybe the offering envelope, just fold it like that button. Okay, we have 1 bottle there. Do we have another bottle? All right, Agatha is taking bottle water. That's beautiful. Choir have taken another step of righteousness. So let's take it for button. You know the rules, right? Since you have done it before. Do you guys know the rules? Because I said people that did it, so that I will not be explaining anything. So this is the finishing line. Huh? All right. On your mark. Get set. Ready? She did it. Go! God, this man, you failed in your school. You're always losing. See, woman, first, woman. Kai. All right, go back again. Look at Donna. Did you pass? Did you ever win that thing? He's even running corporately. All right, for the record, she won. All right. Any other thing now is you that will still lose. Well, just don't try to win again because they won you. So now I want one person to lose. You lose, you already lost. So, your own now. When it's coming, you will now turn and collect it. Alright? You'll just... On your mark, get set, ready, go! Alright, yeah, they lost since. You know, I just observed something that turning back will not... It does not just mean that you lost, but you see, it's a disadvantage. As long as you turn back, this person has more advantage because he's moving forward. Are you seeing? That's why they said, if you turn back, you've lost. In fact, they said, do they permit you to turn like this? So you have to just be focused and just be ready. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, he lost. All right, so for you to understand, come back finally. You will make them win, all right? Even if they are the ones that are losing, give them. You make them win now. So you will turn and run and win. Just allow them win, okay? Because I know that you will still win, Sonny. You run faster than him, obviously. All right. On your mark, get set, ready, go. No, I did not say you should. I did not say you should break the rules. You should maintain. Do you understand? I want you to just run. But allow him to go ahead of you. Follow him at the back. Alright? But don't break any rules. Finally. It's not easy to act. My God. On your mark, get set, ready, go. Alright, so who won? Who won? Answer, church, who won? So let's read together. I want to go. An athlete cannot win unless they follow who won? This English is hard, though. From what we read now, who won? He didn't follow the rules. He turned back. The other guy what? Followed the rules. So who won? That's what we're trying to say. In Christianity, it's not just... If you don't follow the rules, you still lose. That's why we have many who pray in tongues and are still suffering from sin. Because the rules entails that revelation must precede the acts of prayer. If you don't have revelation, in physics I always say we have what we call key terms. Key terms. In fact, in English language, in physics, you may probably not understand English and still pass physics. How many of you agree with me? Huh? No, I don't need our students to agree. I'm talking to scientists. You may not know English and still what? Pass physics. If you just understand how to what? Understand key terms and understand the formulas, that's all. Have you not heard people who are very good with maths and don't know English? You are speaking English very well, they are passing maths. Some of you had those kind of classmates. I had a Fulani classmate. The guy was almost the best in the class. Almost the best. He knows, it's not only English. He cannot speak English, but he passed English. Although not like how he knows maths. He knows maths very well. He knows physics very well. He knows chemistry very well. He's a Fulani boy. And when we are done, I'm not saying this rich Fulani boy. When we are done, he will be passing around the barrack and beside the areas where there are grasses with his cow in the evening. The funniest thing is that he was passing us in French. Even French. Of course, he was disciplined. I believe he used to read very well. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, Ola won. Many people now, as I was talking about key terms, you can't define certain things. Give me a definition, for instance, in physics. Give me one definition. Give me one definition. Let's talk about the key terms in it. Increase in height per degrees rise in temperature, right? Linear expansivity. Now, I just defined it. Who is a science student here? Raise your hand. I just defined it in. So I'm sure you people heard me. If you're a science student, can you wave your hand? See how people are decide this. people are denying. Albert Einstein will not be proud. You people are denying. If you are a great scientist, raise your hand. Great scientist. Say, Pastor, the only problem is that you called great inside. All right. Imagine I defined this thing without increase in height per degrees rise. I didn't put that part there. Do you know our field? Okay, let's use Newton's first law of motion. Everybody knows that. One, two, say. A body remains at rest. You know, I really don't want to believe that some of you are joking that you don't know that thing. A body remains at rest, or what? Until what? Acted upon by an external force. Imagine you didn't talk about rest and constant motion. You failed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine you are defining inertia, for instance. Inertia, the reluctance of a body to start moving when motion starts. You know inertia, right? You are on bike and you just on bike and the bike man just starts and you now go to the back. You know that reaction? That's what they call inertia. So imagine you didn't mention the word reluctance. You are still failed. Because you didn't want to move accordingly. You moved out of place. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's how it is. So you didn't mention the key terms. That is why you didn't pass. Not because you did not speak English. Imagine instead of telling us the units for velocity, measuring velocity and etc., you are now defining using English to explain velocity. Like you are just moving, then it now do like this, then it now move not well. You will still fail. We believe in key terms in physics. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. That's how it is in Christianity. You must follow the rules. Prayer has no definition until there's revelation. You cannot define prayer without revelation yet. So without revelation, prayer is not happening. It is called clanging cymbals. 1 Corinthians 13. You are a clanging cymbal. The word for love there, for have there, in 1 Corinthians 13, is also in the root to know. To experience something. Of course, in English language, if you don't have something, you don't know it or you cannot experience it. Right? It said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become what? Sounding brass or a what? Clanking cymbals. The way they just hit these cymbals in church. Bang, 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 bang. It is possible. And that's why I tell Christians, don't be moved because you see people doing, wah, wah. Prayer is not bad. You have funny, people have several funny looking reactions in the physical. And you should not laugh at them. Sometimes when you see people praying, you are almost tempted to laugh. But sometimes, alright, some people are doing those things in the flesh. You can't copy the way I pray. Some people look at me, Rabba, they will start reclaiming my tongues. Librons, kaf hai, libra ha. They will not want to go and pray at home. Librons, kaf hai, libra ha. Librons, kaf hai, bila. You will not see power flowing. You will not see the Holy Ghost. You can't feel the presence of the Holy Spirit because you are just replicating what I was saying. You don't even understand. I'm sure, well, everybody, until God helps you, you will not be able to interpret tongues. But you are just trying to replicate what you heard. It's not coming from your spirit. Like years ago, we had this friend, we went somewhere. He heard this woman who speaks in tongue in an Indian way. Very beautiful. And when she was speaking in tongues and praying in tongues and singing in tongues, he couldn't help it. He put his hand on his head. When he now came to church, he was to lead worship. He carried the microphone. I will never forget. We just put our hand on our head too. We know where this guy learned those talks. But that's just one side of making sure what you do to see that tongues becomes powerless. If you behave like that, you'll not see power in prayer. Alright? There's more importantly, you are praying without revelation. You are praying without the understanding of God's word. You are not following the rules. But you don't believe that Jesus died for your sins. You believe that it is what you are, you know, the works of righteousness, the works in the flesh that causes you to be righteous. You are praying into baraka papa, but you believe there's a certain cloth you wear that makes you righteous. You are in trouble. You are praying into baraka kaka, but you believe there are certain foods you should not eat as a Christian. You see that? There are some people who pray in tongues and they believe that pig is a wrong meat. They believe the day they eat pig, they've altered their righteousness. I was joking someone and I said, the day God showed people his color in heaven was when they mentioned pig. You think it took God small to create some animals? Nobody understands the creation like what? The creator. It took God so much to make pig. Then Peter, the head of the church, it is not even you, head of church, discriminated pig. And God had to encounter that guy. It was a serious matter. Just the way he encountered Paul. He said, Peter, don't call any animal. No greeting. The vision started very fast, straight to the point. Straight to the body of the message. Bang, Peter's eyes were open. Don't call any animal I've created unclean. And he left. There was no animal that did not flow that day. It was more like he was in a trance, seeing different animals flowing according to scripture in the book of Acts. Animals were flowing. Pigs started, led the way, and I don't think frog followed. Because there are some people who are great fans of Ifiam, but I think it followed because the way some of you eat that thing, I think it was part of it. The first time I came to Benue and I saw frogs, I asked the lady, is this frog? She said, yes. She said, ka Ifiam. And the way people eat it, very easy. They just carry it. And it's done. Now, one man's food is another man's poison. The way you are thinking of if you are now and you are doing, some people eat cats. You see this cat you see in your window. Some people catch it, they kill the cat and they eat. Oh dear cat. You see, they eat it. And I pity people who cry when they kill animals. I pity people. You didn't grow in some kind of tough places. You know, some people, when they see dog be eating, they'll be crying. They want to even report to federal government. Federal government is maybe eating dog too in this country. In the white world, you can't kill dog. They will arrest you. Talk less of cat. They will arrest you. But people eat it in this country. Even bush baby, people eat. It's the truth. They call it bush animal. You know, those days, I always used to suspect my dad when he brings dry meat. I will always ask questions. Until one day he brought cats. I said, wanted to start eating. I said, what meat is this? He said, eat first, love. I said, my heart is not agreeing to eat this food. What meat? It was tasting, scenting, nice, so nice. They did it with pocho. And they said it was cat. I just chopped it. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I left. It's all these people that sell bush animals, dry meat. You should be careful with them. One day you don't know what you go and eat. So what am I trying to say? People eat diverse kind of meat. And it's their choice. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't discriminate anybody for eating dog or cat or snake. If you cannot eat it, leave the people that can eat it to eat it. How many of you eat snake here? Say amen. Jesus Christ. I didn't see that coming. Now I'm disappointed. Hallelujah to Jesus. How many of you eat if I'm in this place? Say amen. What? Hallelujah to Jesus. People have been there. Pastor, I was praying against this particular sin and I fasted. And just after I was done fasting, I went back to the sin. Because all you did was hunger strike. There was no, we have to be real with you. There was no revelation. that inspired that fasting. It was hunger strike. Man should not live by what? But by every word that proceeds from what? Meaning not bread alone, but bread involved. In other words, when you are not eating bread, you should be full of the word of God. Anytime you are fasting, you should be full of the word. Imagine you were not meditating on God's word and you were just fast living food for 3 days. It's called hunger strike. You don't see the glory that that fasting should produce. I've told several people that some of you, your fasting is to leave Facebook. It's powerful than 7 days dry. Just keep Facebook for 7 days. It is more powerful than 7 days dry fast. Because while you are doing that 7 days dry and you're on Facebook, you will not attain anything, some of you. You will still be distracted. You are on reels. Reels probably are the problem of many people in this place. They are not seen in the realm of the spirit. Because all they see are jokes every morning. People wake up in the morning and they are praying and they are meditating on God's word. Somebody is laughing. This is Dr. Ankele. You can time me. Are you guys here tonight? Early in the morning, you'll be hearing somebody. Sabine is so good. You see? Early in the morning, how will you enter into the glory of God? How will you walk in favor, divine favor? How? You think walking in these possibilities is just a coincidence? I get luck today. It's not luck. These are divine possibilities. It's called favor. The Bible says, encamped around the righteous. You can go and sit down. So you have to do things according to what? The rules. Say, let us pray for 20 hours. Do it according to the rules. There ought to be revelation first. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. James 1:20 said, when you pray in the spirit, you are building up your word. Most holy faith. And how did the faith came? Come, I mean, by what? Hearing the word. So if you never heard the word, what will you build by prayer? Nothing. Are you all listening to me? It is as simple as ABC. Don't joke or displace the simplicity of the gospel. You say, I can't accept it because it is too simple. Paul said it. He said, don't look down on the simplicity of the gospel. It may sound simple. It is very deep if you think about it. You know why some of you think these things are simple? Because we have done our own homework. If you are trying to figure it out yourself, it will be very difficult. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But some people want me to sound so mysterious so that they are confused and they will think they are spiritual. Go back and they are still addicted and still suffering. That's what many people want. Paul was done teaching and his church went and had another person and they were clapping for the other person. And Paul had to say, you guys are foolish. You are foolish. Imagine Paul telling a church you are foolish. Why? They neglected his teaching for another teaching. It can happen. People that have itchy ears. Itchy ears, it springs in two directions. One side of it are the people who want to hear something that supports their stubbornness. Another side are these people who just like to hear new things. You know those kind of Christians? They just want to hear mysteries that don't exist. They're the kind of Christians that will carry the seven book of Moses and will be studying. According to theology, that seven book of Moses does not exist. It does not exist. Nobody should go and open that thing and read. We as theologians believe that it is not true. Moses never wrote those seven books. I'll do more explanation to you maybe next week. I didn't plan for this. But it does not exist. Because if you go and check it now, you've been seeing how to do carry five stones. And move. Who is the one telling you how to carry five stones? Put one in the middle and when you blow breeze, something will happen. It's Moses that put five stones. There are people who wrote it. That style of theology simply means that they will check Moses' writing. They'll try to trace some kind of belief system and character. They will now add to it and be referencing Moses that is the one. It's just like when you did project now, the person you are referencing now, you are now saying is the one that wrote it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's what happened there. Then some of you, Book of Enoch, you have not finished Matthew. You are looking for Book of Enoch. Even though you see nice things there, it doesn't mean that you should go and be looking for it. Some will carry the book of Thomas. I've read it before. It's beautiful. But you can't carry it. Read the Bible. The word of God is not broken. Whatever is in the book of Thomas is in the Bible. You have not finished Bible. You are going to give me, like, you know, those students in exam or give me extra sheet. They are just starting exam. People people have not started writing, they are sure they need extra sheet. And I'm not talking about the genuine ones that open pass. Then I'm talking about these ones that when they need extra sheet, you go and check the exam board and you see 5/100 with extra sheets. Because they were traveling where the lecturer don't know where they are going to. They will carry the lecturer to where he does not know. So, linear expansivity is the when this thing now moves to this side and it's not moving northwest into the lecturer will be like, wait till this person they talk. You now see question mark. Have you seen things like that? Question mark. What are you saying? Ever learning, the Bible calls them ever learning. Never going like you are in church now. Some people they will carry this Da Vinci. What did they call that book? That's what they want to read. Those days I used to go to gym. There's a lady that always likes to follow me back home. She lives around Villasut. So one day, she said, Pastor, you know the way you live your life, just preaching, gospel song, blah, blah, blah. I just wonder how you live your life. I was just listening to her as I'm driving my car. Then she said, why not try something? I have a problem with church because of this book. I said, what book is that? She said, Da Vinci Code. I will send it to your number. Can you call your number for me? Try to get my number. So I gave the number. And she said she was going to send it. When I opened the book, I said, I finished reading it. That's in my car. I just pressed my iPad. It opened. I said, I finished reading it. She said, you finished reading it? I said, yeah, it's pointless. From what I've seen here, I can't waste my time reading this book. I just know where the guy is coming from. It's a source of ignorance in deep darkness. I mean, him, the devil even forgot that he existed. So, she said, why are you so sure? I said, I am very sure. If we know that the road to high level is like this, and we see you coming like this, and they say, which road do you know? You say like this. And you want to carry us to high level, who will follow you? Will you follow such a person? It's funny. Some people waste their time reading such materials. Somebody who is very confused about life. And you don't know that some of these books you are reading, these people are in hell looking at you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm wondering if you have sense and not fall a victim like the rich man, remember? He said, Father Abraham, please encounter my brothers. Let them change so that they will not end up in hell like me. What did Abraham tell him? Abraham said, if they did not listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not listen to us. In other words, Abraham is saying, now that you have Bible, listen to Bible. Don't think you will go to hell now. I'm not saying you will go to hell. In case you want to be stubborn. Because there's hell. You know, some people don't want us to tell them there's hell. There's hell. As there's heaven, no, but there's hell. And people will end up in hell if they don't listen to the word of God. Now, that's not God's will. God does not want anybody here to end up in hell. If you've ever, which you'll not by God's grace, end up in hell, it is because you want to end up in hell. He has given you everything for what? Life and what? Godliness. He has capacitated you to say no to Satan 1,000,000,000 times and it will work. Every time the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them. The word teaching them means to work on people, to work on a thing. Not just teaching like you teach students. And of course, it even adds up. Because when a teacher teaches a child in school, he's making that child. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God did not just say, do not do this, do that. He capacitated us as people that can say no to unrighteousness. No to sin. He didn't just say, don't do this, don't do that. He empowered us. You can look at Satan and say no to Satan. You can look at clubbing and say no to club. You can look at immorality and say no to it. You have been empowered. Say, I've been empowered. So you feel those tendencies. Sometimes you sit down and you just want to go to club because that's the only thing you knew while you were growing up. But I tell you, if you don't neglect the assembling of the brethren, if you keep on coming to church, you don't need to be to be powerful by yourself. God gave us a system called church. It is for your fortification. The Bible says the church is for the perfecting of the saints. That is why Satan hates it when you come to church. Satan will give you a 1,000 reasons. In fact, you see people say they are not coming to church because they don't iron their clothes. It's not because it does not sound genuine. But if you look at it deeply, it's a very useless excuse. Why are you not in church? Someone will not tell you, I did not make my hair. Really? You did not make your hair. I remember when the pastor was gisting us, he said, He used to be in a church where the opposite was Niger Bet. So one day he went to the, he was just tired of seeing them. He went to the Niger Bet and he told them he wants all of them to come to church. And they said, "Pastor, we are not dressed well." He said, "You are dressed perfectly." That day they saw people with short knicker and the rest. He carried them to the front seat. After the service, they all received Jesus. What is the meaning of dressing? You don't wear what you have and come to church. It will not always be like that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Come to church. I did not make my hair. I slept late. Are you serious? Who has ever missed an exam because of hair in this place? Like you wrote to the jam board. I said, "I'm so sorry, jam. Can you please give me a receipt? I was not able to make it because my cloth was not dried, because I did not iron my cloth, because I woke up late, because I did not make my hair, or I went to make my hair and they finished late." It's only church and God that get those garbage. You think it's even church you are doing? It's God Almighty. Like you tell God the reason why, because you think it's a hatred. "Pastor Phil, I couldn't come to church because I was making my hair. I don't have transport." You see, some HODs are bringing out your secrets. Some you say, "Okay, I'll give you transport." They'll say, "I don't like collecting transports." "I'll give you transport." Say, I don't like to make people feel, I don't like to just stress people at all. But you are missing church. To miss church and to not collect transport, which one is worse? Because as you are missing church, you are missing the syllabus. You are not learning the word of God. Just collect transport and come. I used to teach people that while I started this work of God here from campus. Do you know I gave a lot of my pastors transport? I'll give them transport, they'll come, I'll teach them, I'll give them transport, they'll go back home. But now what they have done in this church, if they think about their transport, is nothing. They've given millions in this church and they are still giving as we speak. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Come. And that's why here we don't find it difficult to invest in people's spirituality. It's common transport. Why not give? We have a department for transport. Are you listening to me? So if you cannot come, meet the department, Pastor Peter. But we'll give you transport. We know that one day you will buy us 3 buses in this church. So anything, look at Satan. You know, church is for the perfecting of the saints. But see how Satan behaves. You have any small problem, the target is against church. You are not talking to somebody well in church. You met the person in church. In fact, you brought the person to church. Two of you have problem now. Come to church and sit in different places. Is Abigail going to that church? She don't go. I know they go. The target now is church. Any problem you have, what will Satan target? Church. You misbehave, they correct you, and then they go to church again. Or shall I say, come to the front and say, "Why did they force people make they sit down for that church? I need to go. I go sit down for where I like." You just want to scatter. You know, some people, when they enter any place, that things are okay, they are not okay. Why this place, they okay like this? They just like to find trouble. I had this neighbor. He's a politician. He's one of the directors today. Those days we used to be neighbors, but they gave him an appointment. He told me one day, he said, "Pastor," he went to ABU. He said, "Pastor, this is my group. We're talking outside." He said, "This is my group. If he did quiet, I know they like, I won't cause trouble." He now wrote something. Argument started in less than 5 minutes. He said, "Now, wait till I like me that." Now, these guys are arguing genuinely. Somebody caused trouble. He is indeed a politician. That's how they do. They will use something and just stir trouble. And while people are fighting, they are there doing their politics and enjoying their life. Like all of these things about jihadism and the rest. You know this jihad and sharia? It only works for poor people. It doesn't work for rich people. Like all these thieves they've been catching recently. They did not cut their hand. But when they see one Aminu in Kaduna that stole, they'll cut his hand. Jihadism they are practicing. It does not work with them that are up there. You see Wike with Erufai shaking and hugging. But you see them there carrying sword to kill Christian. And they don't know that they are using them. They really think they will take over this country. Like me, I'll become Marlon Wandy. The reason why we're speaking out is because the north, some of the northern states, they are under threat. And it's not nice that one day we'll call just an Islamic state. It's not possible. It's not supposed to be. That's like the hope of Christianity in this nation. When those guys came here, the weather took them there. That's where they did a lot of theologicals in this nation. If you want to study good theology, the schools are in Jos. It's more like the hub of Christianity. So we can't allow that. And the reason why I've been speaking about against this is because certain people think it's not possible to Islamize northern states. It is very possible. For instance, think about Ephesus. I did it last Sunday. Think about Antioch. Christian nations. Right now, they are under the mastery of Islam. And that's why, before we end, I would like to tell you people, I was saying to the leaders yesterday, I think a lot of Christians don't know that we're in a war. And anytime I want to start this discussion, I feel like crying. I tell you the truth. Because you will look at Christians, like I started, very lousy in their work with God. Very lousy. I've said this several times. I think if Christians can be Christians to the core, like the Muslims, this world would have really changed. But most of us are not Christians to the core. When you see a Muslim, no matter what he's doing, he's a Muslim to what? The core. When it's social time, you see them just create mats somewhere and they're bowing their head. A Christian can tell you that my church, I don't go to that church again. They have the mind to tell you that. Not a Muslim. A Christian can tell you, my pastor, blah, blah, blah. You find a Muslim talking about the imam, they will break your head. They'll beat you up. And you know, people want things to be that terrible before they have sense. When you threaten people with flogging or killing or slap, they behave well. But if you just tell people you have free will, do the right thing, they'll start behaving anyhow. Even Christianity, God said, if people misbehave, flog them in church. Remove one of their leg. How many people will misbehave? If a member stands up and speak against the leadership, thou should be cut off. His right leg should be cut off. You see cutlass everywhere in church. We just arrange it. Holy cutlass. Holy this. The day a member is behaving, you just see the provost just run there. And all the church will just hold their hands and they'll be saying, kill her, cut the leg. You will see how people... But it's not like that in Christianity. But you see how they behave. The Muhammad, they claim, for instance, had a demon. And look at the policies they have. The wrong policies they have. You know, I was talking to a friend. We are going the north. And I said, you see this thing, somebody would talk, they'll say they put bounty on his head. If they try those kind of things and people come around you, you know, it's well, we are pastors, we should just be teaching righteousness. Are we together? Are you here tonight? Say people come to kill you, you'll not be looking at them. They'll be shouting and you'll be doing it. You carry stones and sand and whatever you can carry, anything carryable. Don't allow anybody kill you. See, you are righteous. Say, I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
But don't die for rubbish. Are you listening to me? I know I'm saying praying in tongues. If you see evil, yes, pray in tongues. Speak God's word. Carry stone. Don't allow anybody kill you. Not that you see, you want to be martyred like Peter. They just go and say, oh Lord, receive my soul. Shut up! John is, oh Lord, receive my soul. In your mind now, you want to claim matter. Are you listening to me? Somebody is saying, Allah, but they want to kill you. I say, oh Lord, receive my soul. Are you okay? Look around. Anything you see, carry. When you hit the first one, the other one will take caution. You know, I'm telling you this from experience. When in the barracks, I remember I was plugging mango from up. Then this guy brought his cows and was eating all my mangoes. You know that thing is very painful if you plug mango before. You are working hard there. They are eating your mangoes at the base. All the ripe mangoes. They call the place Lambu. It's at the edge of the barracks. And I just came back from school, so I ran, you know, So go and eat mango, because my mommy was not around. When I came down, the guy now was threatening me. He's a Fulani boy. He was telling me he would deal with me. I said, for eating my mangoes. So I said, today I will beat you and give you sand to eat. I said it in Hausa. Zandukeka. Seka chikasayo. As I was saying it, he started rolling his stick. They call it Gora. And of course, I know where they come from. It's from under fence. They want to hit here. So as I was rushing, as I dodged and held this guy, it is finished. It was finished. Now, I'm just telling you so you don't get excited. Some of you like violence. Now, leave the rest matter. But it was whatever I promised him, I did it. My father was the one that taught me. My father bought cow. They now carried the cow and was running. He now followed the other side of the bush and caught them. They now removed a knife. And he said, sorry. While the tenor was going on the ten, he held the guy, held the knife, and dragged him like a bag of rice to the barracks. We still ate that cow. He killed the cow in his front. The guy prepared it. We ate it. And the guy left. So when I saw it, I said, they can catch these people. And I learned the skill of catching them. I say, learn it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
The government don't know what to do. Government always used to tell us, they don't know what to do. Help the government.
Yes,
wonderful government. Let's clap for government. Help them. Thank you for not knowing what to do. We will help you. This is part of walking in the spirit. When I say walking in the spirit, I don't mean walk as a ghost finally. Walk in the spirit. They should not kill you and you end up as a ghost and say, I'm in the spirit. You can walk in the spirit while alive. Are you listening to me? Take time to pray in the spirit. Learn it. Pray in the spirit. I gave a testimony last Sunday about a lady who was adopted at Kaduna. I think she's even here. Adopted at Kaduna, and she gave the testimony how God saved her. If she was not spiritual, it would not happen. That's one side of it. So don't wait every time and say, the way he saved that person, he will save me. Yes, he can save you. But you are standing, you know, I had a testimony, they said the lady, everybody escaped, she now stood. Before later, she now said, let me escape too, and she escaped. They kidnap you, everybody escaped, you stood. When I was hearing the testimony, I almost wanted to slap her. She says, and they all escaped, but I stood there, looking confused. Then later I decided to run. Don't run. Make attempts. God will help you. Are you going to get up to say? Make attempts. This is still part of walking in the spirit. When we say walk in the spirit, we don't mean go and sit down and die as a matter. Jesus has died for you to live. He has died for you to live. Meanwhile, praying talks, there are advantages. When you can't help yourself, God will help you. And have a mindset, a posture in your heart that God can always help you. Amidst any situation, he can help you. Just like he provided manna in the heavens. He can provide a way for us where it seems like there's no way. Who said to you that when people gather you and they want to blow off your head, God cannot save you? He's El Shaddai. Somebody is saying, but how will God do that? Don't think it. Believe it. Can God save you when they want to kill you? Why not believe it? Have an expectation. If he has said with long life I will satisfy you, he doesn't want you to die now. Didn't he say it in the Bible? What's the prophecy on your head? With long life he has what? And they want to kill you at age 35. Don't agree to die. Say, Pastor, why will you say I should not agree to die when the gun is on my head? Still say, Jesus, I believe you to save me. You know, some people want to be emotional. Jesus, receive my soul. Your death cannot save the world. I tell you, if you learn to be in faith in any situation, God will help you. If you are not in faith, your own part of the equation is to be in faith. Somebody say, but Pastor, you are just making mouth. I may have not been in that kind of situation. But I'm telling you that if I was in that kind of situation, because in this country now you cannot predict a situation. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Why in an era where you cannot predict, what if bandits are around here and are waiting for us to close service? Should we all die? You think God is not powerful that the entire Allah or Akbar will bomb and the bomb just kill only him? You think God is not powerful like that? But you know you must have the expectations yet. Because he meets expectation, not need. When you are God, where you and God meet is at the point of expectation, your expectation. God will not come to you because you are in need. He will come to you because you are expecting him to come and touch that need you have in your life. Are you beginning to try to say, even Peter, while he was drowning, he called for Jesus to come and help him. He did not say, oh, Jesus, I wanted to walk on water, but see me now, I'm dry. We meet in paradise. No. He shouted, Jesus, help me. And Jesus came and helped him. As God helped a lot of people in the Bible. Don't only be reading the place where people were martyred in the Bible. Read other things. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Read other things. Say, Stephen, now say, he raised his head and saw heaven. And Jesus smiled at him. You are facing death now. You are looking for heaven so that Jesus will smile at you. Instead of running first. What a part of scriptures like where Elisha was faced with so many soldiers. Why not read those kind of things too? He was faced with so many. You know, I want you to go and look for the movie and watch. It will make more sense to you when you watch a movie. I'm not sure which company produced the one I watched, but it was so beautiful. I had to watch it to really understand it better. The imagery has made it very beautiful. That he told Gehazi, calm down. The guy was calm. I watched to the point where they put a soldier in the cave of Elisha when he died, and the guy jumped back to life. I said, my God, the anointing is beautiful. It's so beautiful. He said, fret not, Gehazi, for they that for us are plentier. That power did not stop at the Old Testament. He's still here. Tell somebody he's still here. If you have all this bloodline issue and the rest, these things are small things. Just kick them by the side. Let's talk about more important things. Are you listening to me? There's some in my family, they say nobody will progress. Don't be serious with your life. Why would somebody say nobody? They say you don't even know who says it. They say, I hear say for our family, nobody. Be serious with your life. You are not in that mess. You are a new creation. That kind of rubbish cannot enter, come close to you. Some of you cause problem for yourself. You see a meeting, altars and bloodline. You are attending. Do you have altars problem? You have bloodline problem? Saving the firstborn. Then you go there because you think you have problem. Just reduce all those people that are billing you. You don't have any problem. It's your junior sisters that want to kill you and your junior brothers. Just calm down. One of my members said his brother has sent them a message that he wants to build his life. So he's excommunicating himself from all needs in the family. He wants to build his life. So he said that's why things are very, very difficult for him now in church and the rest. I said, your brother did not do a bad thing. I said, what of you? He said, now I want to be the man of the house. I said, your elder brother cannot do it. You want to do what your firstborn cannot do. You are a very wonderful man, oh. What your firstborn ran away from, you want to do. You want to die young. But this is the point. Elisha was saved. Soldiers everywhere. Angels covered all of them. Do you know that can happen today? Do you believe that? Those guys should not be. I just feel like there's something extra that can happen. Some sort of. Not just feeling. I saw it in the Bible. The way these guys are moving like idiots everywhere, God is powerful than them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? God is powerful than them. They can't just be putting bounty on people's head. Somebody will sit in a shrine and be saying, if anybody kills that pastor, I'll give him 1 million, and the pastor will just die. Don't you think God can save that pastor? In his power? Somebody will just be somewhere and people are traveling to Abuja and you just catch them and say, give me 50 million. Don't you think God can save us beyond those rubbish happening? Do you believe that?
Yes.
Walk in the Spirit. That's where your advantage is. No matter how you are busy about life, you can't predict tomorrow. Can you predict tomorrow? No. Some people are so casual. When it comes to life, they are so casual. We have come to a time and a season in this country that you have no option. Walk in the Spirit. I tell you the truth. Walk is an advice. Walk in the Spirit. Wake up in the morning. The first thing you do is pray. You see these tongues you are mocking. Be very careful. If you don't understand something, ask questions. Don't be mocking. Some of you, because of the place you grew up, Because those, some of those pastors, very biased. Like the Pharisees that will not listen to Jesus. I started with that. Very biased set of human beings. They will mock us and tell you what we are doing is rubbish. Tongues is stupid. And you will settle for that. What if that's what is supposed to save you from a lot of troubles that are coming in the future? God designed tongues to save you from a lot of troubles. We don't know how to pray as we want, ought to pray. Simple and short. Now in Nigeria, how many of you know what prayer point to make for tomorrow? We don't know how to pray as we want to pray. You have businesses. You don't know how to, you know, you don't just understand how things should work. You are traveling. The next day you are traveling. The next day you are traveling. What is in the front, you don't know. We don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit helped our what? Infirmities. With what? Groanings. That words cannot what? Express. You don't know that the person you want to pick is somebody that will set you up to be kidnapped. You know, you can be naturally nice as a human being, and it will be niceness unto death. You are traveling to Abuja, you see this woman crying with her child, and you are a very emotional person. So you say, Mama, come inside, please. Come inside. You tell the child, enter inside. Not because it is bad to help people. But at that point, if you are spiritual, the Holy Ghost will tell you, move. I don't know that people are getting out trying to explain to you. He will tell you, move. You just feel it like, I don't need to stop here. Move. Don't stop. And if it's genuine, the Holy Ghost will tell you, stop. My car broke down when I was coming the first time from Lagos. The guy was speeding too much. God bless his soul. He's late. He was speeding too much because of fear. He said the light was not bright, so he wanted to enter Kogi very fast so that I would sleep there and come to Makurdi in the morning. So he was just entering different bombs. You know, the road was so bad. And the two wires jammed and it blew something that we can't even explain. So the car had to stop in a thick part of the road, thick forest by the side. Mountains there, valleys there, forests everywhere. Cars just passing. When he came out, he said, Pastor, we are finished. He said, Pastor, let's enter and lock ourselves, else the kidnappers will come. They'll do this one. He entered and locked himself with his two brothers inside. I was outside. I said, I'm not entering inside. Because he had already said that kidnappers would come. And obviously, that place looked like kidnappers would soon come. The next thing to do is to trust God to help me. So I came outside and started praying in tongues. I don't know what to do. No car was stopping. If it's you too, you will not stop, except you are spiritual. No car was stopping. Every car you put on will dodge you and move with speed. Because they've heard rumor, they've kidnapped people there. Everybody will speak. Pew, pew. You won't be running. Some will even shine light and say, if you stay and I hit you, you're on your own. And anybody that hits you there will never stop. So I just put my head at the back of the car. Rabakata siya pakata. Help is coming now. How will help come in this dark place? Help is coming now. Help is coming now. Lord, you sent me help in the name of Jesus. And I heard the Lord move in faith, stop people again. I just went to the front and I was doing my hand like this. And somebody stopped. When he stopped, it's me and I was scared. He came out black, black. What are you doing with black, black? And he wore a pickup. Then funny enough, he now put his hands in his pocket. Posture in that dark place. Like somebody's walking like he's in his area. You know what I'm saying? I was coming to me. What will you think? Open the door, to enter. My heart, if I told you I was not scared for a moment, I'm lying. And if you feel disappointed, oh, for you. For a moment, my heart skipped. But the Holy Ghost told me, be bold too. So when he was coming, somebody said, eh? So the Holy Ghost cannot tell you that thing. You see, you have to learn to work with the Holy Ghost. He said, be bold. So when he was coming, I opened my chest too. And while he was coming, instead of running away, I was going towards his direction. So I stood. I said, who are you? From far. He said, not be you, your car stop here. He's an Igala man. Not be you, your car stop for this place. He said, speaking. I just knew he was an Igala. The first English he spoke. He was going back to say, I said, Namio, he came. He said, I don't know what it make me stop. Who will be stop for this kind of place? But my mind just tell me, say, make I stop. I said, thank you, Sha. And he said, waiting the long with your car. The English was so wonderful, and we kept on speaking. I almost wanted to laugh in fear, but I remembered that if I laugh and this man changes his mind, I'm finished. And I showed him, he said, maybe not be even serious problem, but they go charge you na night. I said, no problem. Let them cut the amount. I was ready to pay even if it's 50,000 to leave that place. But he took me somewhere and he called the people. The people at the checkpoint, they all know him. Say, you don't need to come back. You come back quick today. I say, hey. He gave me an electrician. They called the guy from his place. The guy came with his bike, with two of his friends. They came. As they carried me, they were telling me, oh, guy, your money go plenty. Your money, they were already threatening me. I thought it was 100,000, they would say. And when they checked the thing, when the car owned, he now said, I think the guy told him in the gala, don't start it like that. They would think it's a small job. So they now delayed. They now still joined the two wires together. So I laughed. But of course, I have no idea. And when we're done, he said, your money is 10,000, sir. I say, oh, God, have you added something, though? I go, add this seal on top. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Give me your number, sir. Anytime you did this problem again, call me. I said, I will never be in this problem again in my life. That's how he helped me. That's how God helped me. Now imagine I settled down for what those guys said. Entered car and said, let us enter before kidnappers come. Even saying that it would be hard for them to break the glass. They would think, wait. They were just wrong carnal predictions. But I prayed in tongues. And these tongues, the Bible said, to men were uttering foolishness. But in the realm of the spirit, were uttering what? Mysteries. A point will come, and that point has come. All of you who are not praying in tongues and are mocking us, you have to start praying in it. God will use it to, the Bible said, he will use the foolishness of the world to conform the wise. The foolish things of the world. What is regge, but see what it produced for me. I can't tell you the many miracles tongues have produced for me. The moment I see myself in trouble, the next thing is reba gaba katala gaya baya gaba ya. Many times riga baroko subagada ya baya. I'm putting the Holy Ghost to work. The Bible says, he that knows the will of the Father interceded for us, intercedes for us according to the will of the Father. And we know, 28, that all things, look at what happened for me. The guy just stopped. Asked me a question. Took me to where I would get help. I wanted to offer him money. He said, no, my pastor. That's what he said. Before I even said I'm a pastor, he said, you look like a responsible man. Are you a pastor? I received help. Probably that was going to be the last day of my life, because I tell you, that was deep valleys. That was forest that road passed through. I tell you the truth. And you know, the funny thing is that when I was gisting somebody, when I came by, I say, hey, Nadia, they killed this thing. One Benuel is there, and Nadia, they shoot up. If you see the stories, if you hear the stories, say, now God help you. Learn to pray in tongues. See, I've prayed in tongues in the morning, and I've gone out, and I've seen the miracles. I remember one time my car was giving me one issue, my former car. Nobody was seeing the solution. The whole of my coding mechanic, the best, we tried. One small thing, nobody was seeing it. One morning I prayed in tongues. I did not, you know, sometimes we feel God is not interested in some of our issues. I say, God, this car, let the problem be solved today. Libra handa. In 1 hour time, I just received peace. I stood up to the same person who has been checking. As I went there, I just said, Pastor, don't come again. The boy just came. Pastor, this is your problem. Yesterday, my mind been, they tell me something. Make I try something. He just looked, said, he said, whoa, Oga, come see. He was calling his Oga to come and see. See what they move for here. See, I'm there. Everybody started shouting. And they solved the problem in less than 5 minutes. Now imagine I didn't pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Some of you have businesses. You don't know the advantage you have. Pray in tongues. People are not coming. Customers are not coming. You have posted 158 on your WhatsApp status. It's small. We're opening it now. Cheap. Some people already know you already. When they see your status, they just slide it to the next one. Nobody's buying. You think that's how you get rich? You neglect God and you want to be rich? Some people say, some of you are jokers. You know, you don't like God. You don't like to go to church. You don't give to the things of God. And God should be the source of your prosperity. How about Jama? If you are God, will you bless yourself? Think about about it. He says, seek first the kingdom and every other what? Good thing. Meaning he wants to give you every other good thing, but not at the mercies of what? The kingdom. But when you are seeking the good things at the mercies of the kingdom, you will not even get the good things. You are majoring on the minor and minoring on the major. It becomes a problem. That's why we have Christians who they make HODs. Christians who they become governor. The next thing is they are collecting charm from Baba because they were never faithful Christians. Christians get into politicians. The next thing is a Baba they are meeting. You know, you can mix any other religion with a Baba, but not Christianity with a Baba. You can't mix Christianity with any Baba. That's why they are saying Christian genocide. They are quiet because they know they are not Christians. You are the ones thinking they are Christians. It starts from now. Why you can say no? One time I was teaching like this, I was talking against my practice. And some people were looking at me as a strange person. I saw an apostle praying that would pray, looking, raising his neck like this. Is an example. I called him after. I said, You are an apostle in the making. You are doing like this. He said, how will you think people will follow Jesus? Next time you come in the morning in the class, repent, the kingdom of God. Imagine somebody now say, apostle, if you stop copy, I go repent. What will you say? You are all Christians. Don't put yourself. I was telling my sister something, Flora. I was asking her if she cheated in her last exam, so she was smiling. And I said, the thing I'm going to ask, tell you is this. If you cheated, you are a coward. I told her. I said, because if you really read, you will pass. Many people are not committed to reading. In fact, some people don't want to read. They want other people to read for them. They believe in other people's reading. Their only thing is formation. They will buy that person everything to read for them. Then when the exam comes, you just see 442. You want to live life like that? You think God should be at the center of everything of your life when you are behaving like that? We will stand for your kingdom. I pledge allegiance. Copy. You pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all your life. You are copying. God has seen proof that if you become a president, what we are seeing now is small. Because if you can steal an exam, what if it's not exam? You are seated in the White House, everything is at your mercy. Sometimes I feel a lot of people are shouting because they've not been given the opportunity. In fact, some are saying it, if I enter that place, I go pack money. Some are even saying it for my generation and generation. That's the problem with poverty. And that's why it will be hard for Nigeria to be okay if we all think like this. It starts from now. The way we add price. Some of you who are selling things from Temu, the way you add price. You buy something 1-2, you are selling it 10-5. That's the problem. Say transportation fee. Shipping fee. You know, I wanted to buy oil one time. Hardest oil. And the man was selling it over 40,000. So I called where I used to buy in Lagos, because I stayed in Lagos small. And the man told me it was 27. But they can sell 24 if it's plenty. So I now laugh. I say, oh God, the real price is 24. Stop all those your jokes. So I wanted my mother to bring it for me from Lagos. But I said, instead of wasting time, the car too, the oil is really bad. Let me just try and change it. Maybe the price difference may just be small. When I went, I had 40,000. So I said to the man, I just took my key. I just went to own the car. He said, ah, pastor, what happened? I said, so you know I'm a pastor. That's number one. Number two, and I placed the call on the loudspeaker. Oh God, how much did you say the oil is again? 25,000. I said, oh God, you are selling it 40,000. When this thing is 25,000. Is a pastor, no verse. You know, say transportation. Oh, yeah, come, make I give you for 30. I'm serious. I said, so it is possible to sell this oil 30. And he told me 40, sir. I said, you people are the ones spoiling this country. It's not because I cannot pay the 40,000, but that's wickedness. Making life hard for other Nigerians, like I tell these real estate people. They'll tell you land is 40 million. You go and put it to be 50 million. Like you have one plot of land. You don't know one day you two you will buy land. People, see, I'm not going to be somebody who cannot afford land in the future. I will buy any kind of land I want to buy. But people are growing in different levels. We have children growing up. I was telling my friend yesterday, my wife was hearing me. I said, I don't want any of my child to suffer. There is no any glory in suffering. I've suffered, they have suffered. All my children suffer. Me, I've suffered it. Let them enjoy all the enjoyment in this world. You can bear witness with what I'm saying. Do you want your children to suffer like you? There is no... What did you... They will say you will learn something from... So what did you learn from the suffering? You know, a singer saw suffering till he said he was born to suffer. That was his song. Born to suffer. I was telling the guy, let's make investment for our children. He's into tech. Very wealthy guy. While we were talking yesterday, he told me how he rejected a job of $1,500. He said, I caught the call, Pastor. I caught the call. That's wickedness. I said, for $1,500? I said, that money is over $1 million. He said, Pastor, I'm not a look for anything to chop. That man is disrespecting me. With what I can do? He's telling me he will give me $1,500 monthly. That's a disrespect. I said, if you get those kind of disrespectful job, just push it around there. Let me be. I have people who want to be disrespected. he started laughing. So, well, I understand where he's coming from. He has been in this thing for a while. He's a data analyst. So he said the man contacted his friend in Brazil and gave her 2,500. She now recommended him. He's giving him 1,500. Why? The man now told him, you'll be in Nigeria. You know what $1,500 will do for you? He said, Pastor, my job right now is more than that, and I have contracts I'm doing. And even if I collect that job, I'll know. So I said, Ubo, you have money. He started laughing. And I said, what are you doing with all this money? Because he's just getting fatter and fatter and fatter. So I said to him, why not invest in this? So when I taught him some investment, he was like, hey, Pastor, I never thought of this. So I said, see, let's be very rich so that our children will not suffer. One day now they will say, where is your wealth? You will be thinking. I said, learn to invest so that you become very, very rich. Let me add this, even though it's not part of the message. The Bible says God will bless what? And if you don't have a work, you will not see the blessing, isn't it? I always say it. Are we here? But listen carefully. Real estate is not a skill. Are you listening to me? Real estate is like selling land and properties. I've been saying this thing to real estate people very well. It is not a skill. You cannot sit down in one place and be saying that when you sell one land, you eat. Get a skill. Be working and be selling land at the site. So that before you sell land, you can eat food. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So I'm adding it to you people. Secondly, crypto is not a skill. It's an aspect of investment that you probably will learn. Don't say what they say, what is your skill? Say crypto and forex. Are you okay? There are many people that lost 1 million in a twinkle of an eye. Nobody understands that twinkle of an eye like those people that do crypto or forex. When the Bible says in the twinkle of an eye, at the blast of the last trumpet, they know it more than anybody in this church. In a twinkle of an eye, they lose 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. I'm telling you the truth. There's a boy I taught crypto in Lagos. I did not teach him careless investment. I only taught him crypto. He went and invested over 1,000 USDT. He made money. They can bear witness to what I'm saying, him and Jerome. He made $30,000. He's not up to 20 years old. He's not Yahoo. His father was late, so they collected money from military, and the mother shared for the two boys. So he used his own to buy USDT, and he invested. $30,000. He did not tell me that time. He said he heard that the thing will rise. There was prospect. I say, how old are you again? He mentioned 17 and a half or something. I say, you see $30,000, you're waiting for it to rise. Did you keep $30,000 somewhere for somebody to keep for you? That was where I started. When he met me now, the thing was around $5,000. It has come back to $5,000. It just has $4,000 increase. I told him that if it was me, when I put $1,000 and I see $2,000, I'll remove the $2,000 and give them their $1,000 back. When it becomes $4,000, I'll remove the $3,000 and put them their $1,000 back. He said, Pastor, that was a funny investment. I say it's not funny. If you look at it carefully, we may arrive at the same thing. Back to 5,000. At that point now, he said he was still hearing that it will increase. So he said, me, I should prophetically see and tell him what to do. He wants to set prophetic ministry up. That's how he wants to end my prophetic ministry. I called people in crypto. I said, you should advise him. I did not say prophesy. I say advise him. And I say, you have the liberty to accept the advice or not too, so that it is not on anybody's head. It's the truth. Pastor K was telling us one day that they were teaching him programming. Nathaniel was teaching him at Petra. And he had over 1 million in his Forex whatever account. 1 million naira, but he now felt like the thing will add. So while he was receiving lectures, he just got a signal. The thing has nothing is remaining in the account. Something, a wild wind blew, so everything moved. While they are teaching, he stood up and went and stood at the veranda outside. I was thinking about his life. He said he was just looking at the sun and just wondering what is really wrong. What is wrong? Some of you is longer throats that make you always lose. You put 100,000, you have 1 million, you think it will rise again. Ha! You don't have gas, so you are thinking it will rise. God is blessing you in bit. See, I'm advising some of you in all of these things. Be wise. Some of you in crypto now, you have become gamblers. Forex and crypto traders. Some of you are gamblers. Is Ninja Bet and you is just different name, different company. I know what I'm telling you, people. You do crazy, unreasonable investments. You see them looking dry. They've not eaten. They want to invest 1,000 USDT. Why? Somebody's stomach is inside. He wants to invest 1,000 USDT. Say, go and pray. Let God help some of you. God needs to heal you from the spirit of bet. I'm advising you guys. That's why these days, if you message me and say shares and crypto, if you look at the way I reply some of you, I'll slap you through that WhatsApp message. One of our ladies here came here and said, Pastor, buy this coin. If it goes down, I give you all your money. Now, they say she doesn't even have money to come back to Makodi. The crypto is now something that was plenty. Do you know what I saw the last time? Six USDT. The plenty USDT that was in my account. Now, I now told her yesterday I'll give her back her account. She gave me back my money. The account, the way you have it, take it, give me back my money. I'm just joking, but you guys understand this, right? Understand what I'm trying to say. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Do real-time investment before. There are some kind of things you can't afford to lose now. They share money in your family, and they give you 5 million naira. This is the last thing you have in your life. There are some kind of investment you should not try. Let's be realistic. Outside that 5 million, they have promised you that we have done this. This is what we can do for you. Gave you 5 million. You have mind to settle down, calm down. And say, I will stake this year, I'll stake this year. Crypto is for people that have mind. No problem. If I were you, I'll do things that are physical. Yet, get to that point where you have 30 million. You can remove 500,000 and try something. It's not now that you have not even eaten well. I told Jerome that if I hear that he sells land, I'll be blocking all his crypto. Jerome's problem is crypto. Him and Courage, crypto. He said, I'm announcing them to you people in this church. All these crypto boys. One time I saw Jerome, Pastor Rome. He was telling me he wants to rent house. The next day, he now looks sad. The house has rented him. You know what happened? He used his rent to try something. Don't tell you they want to rent house. They will not try something with their rent. What happened? Forex has finished all his rent now. Is rentless. No, there's no rent. And I told him, why do you joke like this? You two buy things in Temu and start selling. do something that is physical. Look at land. Do you people know they sell land 500 in this state? 500k? Do you know that? Some of you are waiting till you are old before you have land. You can buy land. Some of you have up to 500k. I know people that have, look at your eyes. You have up to 500k in your account. Go and buy land. Don't keep money and be buying burger and shawarma. They will finish your money. Go and buy land. We bought land recently. They bought it 2 million at 219. We bought it now 20 million. I was helping somebody to buy. It was 20 million they are selling it. You know one thing with land, even market itself to you. They'll tell you there's land in George's quarters. You alone will be scared to go and look at it. And it's 100 by 100 though. You say, go and look at the land. You'll be like, no, it's not where I want to buy land. You know why you are respecting yourself. Because the next thing you hear is 60 million naira. And if you check the agreement, the person bought it 1.5 million. Are you seeing it now? Are you getting wise? Two of you can join money now and go and buy. If you are best friend, join money and go and buy land. Are you all listening to me? This is walking in the spirit too. Bow your heads and pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.